if I can get anything working.
I don't know what's happening here. I've sort of lost control of the whole system here. Hang on, everyone. I'm working this. I'm working the problem here.
17 p.m.
Okay, everybody. Work the data. Look at your consoles, man. Give me the data you need and give me.
Okay.
Flight. What do you got here? Okay, that's good. Okay. I'm working the problem.
Make travel difficult. We've granted you this meeting in deference.
Take a breath. Work the problem. Okay. Anyone has conditional conflict, call me. Okay, get to work.
You remember hunger.
So you indulge the recluse whose patterns keep that hunger at this meeting. I believe in love.
Okay.
In fact, I have wrung more life from our Earth than ever before. But it is dying. You are dying.
I have other important information.
Which brings us to our present concern.
Some of the measurements here are not accurate.
Prohibition.
We have made clear our position.
The prohibition of replicant technology is not subject to debate.
No.
Which brings us to
yet we are debating. Not we.
Whatever that
was lost in the blackout was cut up.
We have all the pieces
dying no more. The stars
we're gonna fix
our only hope.
We're gonna make this happen.
Otherwise, you will not allow me to create.
Over that
was lost. Offworld colonies.
There's always an option.
Insufficient to the needs
of the
no matter what survival.
Happens, there's always
your
an option.
Laws
have changed the hands of others.
The laws blood on the streets. Texas phrase is unreliable. Safeguards put in place by Tyrell were negligent.
Too many have died. We will not add to that number.
Okay, expendables. I want to have some countdown time.
As long or as short as a customer will pay. My replicants will never rebel. They will never run.
Now the rest of you over there, think of what I'm not thinking of. Come up with a solution. Make it better than the one I have. Okay, I'm going to get a cup of coffee. I'll be right back.
Find your weapon to this now.
And if you have authentic memories, you have real human responses.
Constructed, or do you ever use ones that are real?
It's illegal to use real memories, officer.
How can you tell the difference? Can you tell if something really happened?
The letter went on to praise Satan for his joviality and kindness.
We all think it's about more detail, but that's not how memory works. We recall with our feelings. Anything real should be a mess. I can show you.
To making a search for himself.
Sitting on the toilet, looking at a picture of Barbara Streisand's tits with a piece of veal fillet wrapped around his dick.
This is a collective portrait painted in words by the subjects themselves.
And his mother said to him,
"Now, think about the memory you want me to see. Not even that hard, this picture.
This is a collective portrait painted in words by the subjects themselves.
Most of us want to make some type of difference in the lives of others. St. Jude does miraculous work.
About this career of yours, tell us how you got started.
Civil War, testing whether that nation or 2017. How long do I live?
4 years.
We are men.
Painful if
we are come to dedicate that portion of that field as a final resting place
for
those who here gave their lives.
Lobster, and stop possessing Grandma, you heartless beast. When he came across,
let me drop
carefully,
and I would talk like Mr. Lapidus, who got hit by lightning.
He was eating a back toasty, but he paused and studied the letter. Dear Satan, I hope that you're doing well. I think you are brilliant and special, and I want to grow up to be like you someday. Here is my Christmas
list. Enables your workforce to be more productive, more collaborative, and ultimately, more successful.
Before we begin, we publish
English
new videos every day.
English Prime is a multi-award-winning platform that puts interactive media at the heart of your learning process.
How lovely.
Thanks, Ruth.
Two gallons of oil.
How was that?
She sounded good to me. Nice and positive.
Yes, but I'm sorry. It's not English Prime, right?
Are you?
It's English Prime.
Well, I really haven't mind walking your voice, and, you know, I have to say that when I heard your voice, I thought you were pretty nice to find your voice, but evidently you just got your natural voice.
I can't play spoons.
Shit, you can shoot me.
Exactly.
You can't kill me.
Great. So,
number seven,
a bit of
John Doe, seven.
Crime.
One of the things that makes Seven a truly terrifying film is the fact that we don't find out the identity or the motives of the killer until near the end.
You're looking into the
Got rabbits? Let's go again.
He was going to drown those down the field.
Learning the CRG English Prime enables your workforce.
Oh, they wait.
You know, the nice thing about this scenario, my audience is tolerant. It's all the people of the version.
Everyone should hear their sentence.
Thank you.
just hear it?
He has a son. What have they ever done to me? But make your logo better than it could be.
It's not fine.
You know? It's like, it's like a town that has one lawyer. This family. You have two lawyers, they both get rich. That's what Lodio is doing. It is of the every other community radio station in the entire time.
Christmas. Satan was finishing up some last minute shopping when he noticed a small girl chatting to Santa.
Some rest.
Enough pretending.
You were touching yourself in the bathroom of this house.
Six CD set of more than 500 sound effects.
We can hear you. Go ahead and ask your question. If not, we'll get a relay to us. Good evening. Welcome to the point. We shouldn't have a call. I'm hoping that we're going to be able to hear this. If not,
into future.
The good news is that you're not really interested. You're not listening right now.
I wish we could get back the time that was stolen from us.
Your enterprise.
Get your finger out of your nose. Careful, Wolverine.
Tell me your systems and your capabilities.
Careful, what he's watching.
In groundbreaking transition.
I apologize for what has been our
enemies in radio. Oh, this is bad.
And I apologize for what has been our enemies.
Done. Oh, this is bad.
Elaine, are you getting through to Dallas?
No, Mr. Gore, but you are getting through to me.
Hi there, Bob West on the drums. To my left, Brian Carman.
George, no, this is Billy Young. I'm with Stafford.
We would like to thank you for your now.
Here.
parking garage.
It's a hellscape out there right now, so let's fill that hole in our heart with all the darkest roots we can muster. Instant Pot is a lovely thing for making food in a hurry. Unfortunately, if you're looking to it to solve your emotional problems, you can't. It's incapable of human emotion except for lust and jealousy. Let's eat food that is black on the outside to fill black on the inside. Let's start with black quinoa, black soy, black vinegar, nigella seeds, black sesame, black salt, Japanese black sugar, and some black Szechuan peppercorns to numb the pain. We're still capable of pain. I know that for a fact. Instant Pot, are you ready to fill your emotional needs with food? This is black quinoa. It's the darkest quinoa, like my heart. I can't eat regular grains because my stomach is broken. These aren't a grain. Quinoa's a seed. Seeds of despair. Next, let's put in a little bit of oil that's very darkened, toasted sesame oil for a little bit of lubrication. Everything needs lubrication, or else it hurts. Inky, beautiful black soy. It's darker than regular soy. It's viscous. That'll go down darkly. This is double black vinegar. It's darker than the darkest vinegar. Nigella seeds are delightful and fragrant, and you should use them. They will remind you, slightly, of joy. Black sesame seeds, which are better than regular sesame seeds. They're a little bit toastier, earthier. I don't remember much about my life before this. I've seen pictures, though. I was a goth once. Now I'm dismayed. Black lava salts, dry, flaked, desiccated, delicious. I wish Robert Smith could come for dinner. I wish anyone could come for dinner. No one can find me. I'm by myself with Instant Pot. This is Japanese black sugar. You can really taste the despair. Black Szechuan peppercorns. Have you had Szechuan peppercorns? They numb the pain, but first they hurt your tongue to let you know you're alive. That's what I need. I could put some charcoal in this to make it darker, but you get the freaking point. Here we go, making it dark. Inky slurry. We could feed this to Morrissey because it's vegan, but Morrissey doesn't deserve anything nice. Johnny Marr's also a vegan. Want some quinoa, Johnny? Mm-hmm. Now we're going to cook this on the rice setting. Isn't that nice? 12 minutes and go. Now we have time to dance. To release the darkness, by which I mean the heat. Hello, quinoa. You're a little soupy, but that's okay. My eyeballs are burning from the Szechuan peppercorns. That's a good sign. Now it's time to taste the dark within. Gonna be like I'm eating my soul. You can really taste the despair and the human suffering. It's delicious. Morrissey, you get none.
I've seen things you've not otherwise.
Attack ships are far off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time. like tears in the rain. Time to die.
This thing that chicken demands, we all go to the stupid reservoir that holds water that is used later on to make rice in the Upper Central Valley. Well, it's all you need. The rest of it is just whatever.
You want to camp out with your friends?
Fine, I don't care.
Is what attracts people to the show.
That was a sound effect.
You build scaffolding to like support you while you're doing the work. And I think a great way to build scaffolding is to revisit old experiences but try them a new way.
I'm the guy who listens, and I like listening to you.
Is that the face of God or what, huh?
Yeah, there's some stuff coming out of God's nose. If you want to leave now, you can.
So when they explode, they really explode, and it's awkward, and it's ridiculous, and it's funny, and it's upsetting and uncomfortable to, for me, one of the great joys of working on a show.
Area should be clearly defined and barricaded off. Signage showing that scaffolding is being erected and it not yet safe for use should be displayed.
I thought I didn't have what it takes. That no one could possibly love me enough to stick around. But Bob did. He stuck around. And so did I.
Firstly, the work area should be clearly defined and barricaded off. Signage showing that scaffolding is being erected and is not yet safe for use should be displayed.
3 in the morning. 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning somewhere in, you know, East Hell, L.A. I don't even remember the sound. It's just awful, so we had to do a lot of looping.
3 in the morning.
You're just going to feel a slight sting, okay? Count back from 10, please.
8, 7, 6.
G'day, my name's Brant Shulam. I'm from Whangarei. I go to Carmel High School and I'm interested in finding out about scaffold.
I feel like it'll kill me.
What? Okay, don't kill me. Shut up and get over here.
Wow. You killed me today.
You love me.
Not as much as you did.
Try to kill me.
Realizing we can't just keep him crazy, so we have to sort of take him on the long journey away from craziness if we're going to keep him on the show.
Just do what I say and get out of those ragamuffin clothes.
To get.
I'm gonna get some coffee. Do you want?
About 3 a.m.
It's a small gift.
Yeah. Again, it's for show purposes, so they have to be a little bit dramatic.
Again, the sound design here really helps.
Oh, we're all brothers. Aren't we,
Those echoing voices. But otherwise, it was all sort of imaginary. Now this seems to be reality, but who can ever tell? It's all counterfeit creation.
Alcohol, ecstasy, marijuana.
All of a sudden, there's silence.
All right, folks, show time.
All right, back to the show.
Well, all right, brother.
All right, so none of this is real.
I didn't say that.
All right. So, on with the show.
All right. Spock, just take it easy.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for this.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
All that caller has is your voice.
And all these new developments depend on radio.
All these paintings here were all painted by Adolf Hitler. You can't get any closer to history than this right here. So, you know, I ain't no Nazi lover.
Have a bathroom?
All these things must be intricately planned. This operation cannot be allowed to fail.
All you have to do is nothing. That's all we're asking.
Allow yourself to be disemboweled by the machine.
That's what you put in your show. But that's not very interesting, is it? You're always sifting, looking for material for your show.
Oh,
yeah, I went along with the show because I thought it gave my show some kind of meaning. But I don't need that anymore.
Okay. Because there's no show. Are you happy?
Uh-oh. Always so damn self-amused.
And that's what's so amazing about working on this show is that, I mean, everyone is an artist who is telling this particular story this way.
The American dream has failed
you. Oh, no!
And he said, you're great. The show's great. It's fantastic. Oh, it's great.
And he wants to make sure we leave by 3:00.
But yeah, it was fantastic.
And how long have you been that way?
And I do believe that. And right, Bob, you've had to force some people to sign some contracts in your work with the devil.
And I like them too.
And I was so happy.
And if things happen without me, they'll eventually happen without me.
And it depends on the show itself, what it is that they're trying to show.
And maybe, because I think about myself like all the time, I was sure that Something on Its Way was about me. It's mine.
And now are they? Our station. Our religion and our show.
And now, the honor you've been waiting for.
And now, the program you've been waiting for.
Boy!
And that's the moment where the sound really sells.
And that there's the repercussions. This is the twist in the show.
And the public survives on another day.
This is your idea.
It has the twin virtues of simplicity and mystery.
It strikes me as idiotic.
And the response for the show has been amazing.
And up the stairs.
And then the song is just completely encapsulates the theme of the show.
And it's too,
the word moist.
And the word moist. And so if you remember that, it's funny. If you don't remember it, it's not funny.
And then Puzzling Evidence knows everything else.
And they went, R-O-B. And I went, Oh, you. Rubbish.
And this is what happened after.
Oh my God!
To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking?
Me.
Hey.
Problems you can just solve them by taking right.
You know what you're gonna have to do to prepare? You're gonna have to bend over, put your head between your legs, kiss your ass goodbye.
And you liked it. And that's in effect. You don't get anything affecting it much the rest of that. And you
rock, yeah!
And don't forget to mention radio.
End of show. Come back next week.
Yes. It's only going to get better.
It only does.
We'll see you next week.
And I really mean it this time.
And that's the show.
23 minutes before 7 o'clock, Bruce the Bell, Dinger Ding, and his wild thing this morning with the Carringer and friends. It's going to be a fantastic Friday, a high of 76, and a big, big weekend. And you know what a big weekend means?
Look out! It's another drag racing commercial!
With two obnoxious announcers screaming at the top of their lungs!
Breaking up the reverb and echo!
And don't forget those ear-piercing sound effects! Why do we sound so excited? Because we're recording this commercial on a Sunday!
That means we're getting triple
scale! Just for saying dumb names like Shirley Cha-Cha Muldoney
and Big Daddy Don Garland!
And talking at 200 words per minute!
Ooh, and my throat feels like I swallowed burning nitro funny fuel!
And I've got a headache that's blowing my doors off!
Doing this type of idiotic commercial is an all-out drag!
Another hole, another hole in the show.
Here. You see, another thing they have us do is record the subjects for people's dreams.
Tell you what we'll do right here. Let's pause for an antenna switch. This will be a first, incidentally. Never before has an antenna switch been recorded. Would you stand by, please?
Thank you. Any audio distortion you hear on the show can be attributed to warping, buzzing, or hissing. can be accounted for through the time reversal quotient T1 T2 minus 741.
Anybody understand him?
Apparently. Did anyone else notice there's a skull on the floor? I just noticed.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Dug enough?
No.
Are you going to the toilet? Are you okay?
Are you on drugs, sir?
Are you out of your fucking mind? Are you out of your mind? My God, what planet are you living on?
Planet me?
Are you ready?
Are you tired of the Matrix?
If the bad air. Or as weatherman would say, sewer gas.
Yep.
I love when that happens.
And at 3:30 in the morning, and it was hard at, I think, 3:30 in the morning, because our day had gone so long, so it was very difficult.
It's at least 3 in the morning.
And yet it never affects any of the performances.
No, these guys concentrate so well. They're so good.
Sure, at that time, I would have snored unforgivably.
At the hole, the time is 6 a.m., Eastern Zip Zone.
And my friend and I were listening to some radio program, and we had this huge bag of Fritos. So at some point, my friend stopped eating, but I can't. And I ate all of them, and I got so... It was quite unladylike.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, that's right. And, you know, the audience already are projecting their own ideas onto the show.
So the fact, if I didn't say anything about it, I would be suspicious as an audience member. Yeah, you're always part of the task of telling these stories is to try to stay one step ahead of your audience, and they're very savvy. I mean, you know.
Because, you know, the audience is like, oh, my God, what the God? Whoa!
The audience knows the truth. The audience knows the truth. The world is sick.
Right. I mean, the audience was expecting it, which is interesting, but the success of the show has drawn people towards their history, which is gratifying.
Audio is a very intimate medium.
And they were sort of, you know, woken up at 3 in the morning, given like a whole piece of toast for breakfast, and then they're on the bus all day.
Awesome. It was like literally 2 or 3 in the morning.
Aye, sir. But, you know, you say in the day, that day was a Wednesday. If you look it up, it was a Wednesday. It was a bad word. It was a Wednesday. Take that one.